So we are going to go ahead and get started. It's 5:30. If we can please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, for liberty and justice for all.
All right. I would like to thank everyone that's here and welcome you to the Barberton Building and Zoning Board of Appeals. This is a regular meeting being held on Tuesday, February 17th, 2026. We are going to call to order and swear in any individuals that will be addressing the board this evening. So if you plan on speaking on your own behalf or on behalf of any application tonight, please rise. So I'm going to start on the left side of the room and move around to the right. So I will go ahead and start right here. Ma'am, can you please raise your right hand and state your name?
Tracy Lakin.
Do you swear to tell the truth, nothing but the truth? If so, say I do.
I do.
You may be seated. Thank you. State your name, ma'am.
Janelle Boffman.
Do you swear to tell the truth, nothing but the truth? If so, say I do.
I do.
Thank you. You may be seated.
Stephanie Porter.
Do you swear to tell the truth, nothing but the truth? If so, say I do.
I do.
Thank you.
Joy Wagner.
Do you swear to tell the truth, nothing but the truth? If so, say I do.
I do.
All right, thank you.
Brad Durrett.
Do you swear to tell the truth, nothing but the truth? If so, say I do.
I do.
Thank you. You may be seated.
David Heidick.
Do you swear to tell the truth, nothing but the truth? If so, say I do.
I do.
All right, thank you.
Ted Rappigan.
Do you swear to tell the truth, nothing but the truth? If so, say I do.
I do.
All right, thank you. You may be seated. Is there anybody else that I missed?
If I had a question to ask of someone in the room that has not been sworn in, could I ask for them to be sworn in? If I wanted to ask you a question in regards to correspondence that we had, either personal or electronic, could you be sworn in as well?
Me?
Could I swear in another woman, just similar as I would subpoena someone in court?
So, I mean, anybody on the board that's there, I mean, you can ask questions of the board. If there's someone else in the room,
Ma'am, I'm sorry, I don't know your name.
Kelly.
Sorry?
Kelly.
Oh.
Being that that Kelly works in the building department, and I would assume she's a city employee, safe to say that you wouldn't need to swear her anything?
No, she is part of the process. So.
Okay. Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you. All right. Clerk, next thing we're going to do is call roll. Please call roll.
Mr. Shreve?
Here.
Mr. Haskell?
Here.
Miss James Carter?
Here.
Mr. Sykes?
Present.
Mr. Klein?
Here.
Mr. Abant?
Here.
And Mr. Smith?
Here.
And Miss Beck?
Oh, thank you. Miss Beck, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'm here.
Thank you. Miss Beck's joining us. She'll have to step out once the council meeting starts next door. Okay. All right. First order of business is the approval of the minutes from January 20th, 2026. Did anybody have any notes or any changes to note? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion. Mr. Haskell.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as presented for January 20th, 2026.
Okay, so motion was made by Mr. Haskell. Do I have a second? Mr. Smith seconds. So a motion was made by Mr. Haskell to approve the minutes from as presented from January 20th, 2026. There's a lot of 20s in there. Seconded by Mr. Smith. Are there any final remarks? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. All right, so you'll see on your agenda there is some old business. So let's see if I get the right papers in front of me. The address of 638 West Tusk, intended use was withdrawn, so there is no more conditional use permit to appeal. So that is why that is on the old business. And then we will move on to the first hearing. So hearing A is Edward Rabbiton. Location is 999 Worcester Road North. His address is 590 Harrington. This hearing was held in abeyance from the November 18th meeting. Mr. Rabbiton, can you please go ahead and explain your appeal and the process and everything that you've been to get the property up
there? I removed all the farms out of the driveway. They're all gone. Removed all the vegetation, cut it all down, hauled it away. As a matter of fact, there was something with the carbonite that I worked on today. All of the glass and window frames and all the miscellaneous stuff is either, that's all gone, and whatever loose stuff is in proper deposit barrels, and I think it's pretty well done. But you can talk to the inspector to verify it.
Okay. All right, thank you. I'm going to go ahead and close the public portion of hearing A, Mr. Rabbiton, but there may be questions from the board. So at this time, I would entertain any questions or discussion from the board. And I actually would like to start off with just Mr. Pulliam. This is your property, correct?
Yeah.
Can you just give us a brief statement on what...
Yeah, the pictures you guys had from like 2 weeks ago before you got the packets, he was actually over there today working. All his cars are gone except for the one in the back. It's kind of blocked there right now. But as soon as the weather turned nice, he was over there working. He was there probably for a solid month after the first meeting.
Yes, Mr. Sykes.
So as far as the checklist goes on the violation letter, it's my understanding everything was done except that one car that is blocked in?
Yeah, that's still some minor things. He had a window broken out recently. I don't know how recently. That was in place. And there's still some junk out back, but yeah, that one white car.
Was that window part of the initial violation?
No, it wasn't. I think it just recently happened, he said.
Okay.
Yes, Mr. Haskell.
Foundation checklist here. It's on the right-hand side. Foundation walls contain cracks, void mortar joints, and or holes. Has that been...
Yeah, that was actually, I think, one of the first things he did.
Yeah.
He got all the brush cleared out and parts that entire side.
I tried to follow the list that you gave me, and all that stuff's been done. The gutters are up, the patients up, the walls fixed.
Car's all taken care of, then?
This is the one. I don't know what his plan is with that one way back. I don't know how he does it.
See, I had access through the back.
Yeah.
And it was blocked off. That's how the car got in there. Now, I don't know how the hell I'm going to get it out of here.
You may have to take that wood fence out and talk to your neighbors.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that we have to deal with, you know.
Yeah.
Mr. Pulliam, is it on a hard surface?
Yeah, it's on a driveway. I mean, it's legal to park. It's just...
Inoperable.
You can throw a historical plate on it. It still needs to be running inoperable.
Yes, Mr. Sykes.
In the future, are we not handling these if everything's abated on the list, then it becomes old business? Or is that a reason they came back?
So, I mean, prior to, you know, the statement right now, I was not made aware that everything had been handled on the list.
Okay.
I think that's the only reason that it's here.
Okay.
It sounds to me like, you know, the list has been cleaned up and all things have been met. Yes, Mr. Sykes.
I'll make a motion to approve the request for what is an extension of violation ticket. Is that how you handle that?
So, I mean, I guess at this point in time...
Yeah, it's old business.
So, Matt, would you consider this... I mean, this is abated?
Yeah, for the most part. I'll work with them on the other things that just came up. That one was down. But he's still got that house next door to work on, so.
If we wanted to make a, so if we wanted to move on this, I would say that we accept the fact that the violation has been abated. So, I mean, if we move on it, accepting that everything's been completed, I mean, I think that that's really the only movement to have, if that makes sense. We're accepting the building department's abatement of this case. Does that make sense, Mr. Sykes?
It does.
So I
make a motion to accept the abatement of the violation checklist.
So motion was made by Mr. Sykes. Do I have a second? Mr. Klein. So a motion was made to accept the abatement, seconded by Mr. Klein. Clerk, any final remarks? Sorry. Clerk, please call roll.
Mr. Aban?
Yes.
Mr. Klein?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. James Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Haskell?
Yes.
And Mr. Sykes?
Yes.
All right. Thank you for cleaning your property up, Mr. Rabbiton. It is appreciated.
And that's part of his attorney, too. His attorney's not a juvenile.
And these are both. Yes, sir.
All right, thank you.
Yep, thank you. Move on to hearing B. Hearing B is Ms. Janelle Boffman, 697 Orchard Avenue. Property was purchased 5/11/2005. Utility status is on. The appeal is, she is appealing the violation letter dated 9/25/2025 regarding windows and frames being maintained. Ms. Boffman appeared in November, asking, and the appeal was held in abeyance. Ms. Boffman, can you please explain the progress?
Yes. I had someone come out in January to give me an estimate. And then Mother Nature was not my friend, obviously, for a while. So I got someone out last week, and I have an estimate here if you guys need the documentation. They're going to do the soffit work, hopefully Thursday, because the weather is supposed to stay nice. And he ordered the windows, and he said that takes 2 to 3 weeks to come in, and as soon as they come in, he will replace the windows. So I don't know if you need a copy of this documentation.
I mean, if you would like to put, if yes. You want us to put it in your file, that's. All right, is there anyone else here that would like to speak on this appeal? All right, hearing none, I'm going to close the public portion of hearing B. And then entertain any questions from the board.
So it looks like it's a one-day job, is that what I'm...
Well, I guess technically, too, because he's doing the soffit this week, and then
okay. When
the windows come in, it'll be that. So I guess you would say two.
Is it safe to say it would be done by the March meeting?
March meeting?
March 17th.
I know, I don't have a chart because, I guess it depends if it takes the 2 or the 3 weeks for the window to come in, and I don't...
When did he order them?
Friday, I believe.
13th was Friday, the 13th was the estimate date.
Building department can follow up, though, it's hackers. Set up screen in the back here.
Two items. One window, is it, you want to talk about that window?
So if we just approve it, the building department, I mean, the inspectors will follow up.
Yes.
Or it'll come back if they...
I don't feel comfortable approving it since it's not done yet. If we hold it in abeyance again, it could become old business.
It can become old business if it is abated before the next meeting.
Can I ask for clarification? So that means, like, when it's done, do I notify your office that it's been completed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Bowling, are you the inspector on that?
Yeah.
You have his number?
Yeah.
Was that a copy that we can keep?
Yes, sir.
Are we allowed to hold something in the base again?
Yes. Yes, Mr. Klein.
I'll make a motion to hold in abeyance till the next meeting.
So, okay, so Mr. Klein has made a motion to hold this in abeyance until the March meeting, which is March 17th.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Smith. So, motion was made by Mr. Klein to hold this hearing in abeyance until March 17th, 2026. Seconded by Mr. Smith. Are there any final remarks? Clerk, please call roll.
Mr. Sykes?
Yes.
Mr. Aban?
Yes.
Ms. James Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Haskell?
No.
Mr. Klein?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Okay, so this will be held in abeyance until the March meeting. Hearing C, Ms. Wagner, are you here representing Ms. Sumrick?
Yes.
Okay, because we had been notified that an Andrew Burnett.
There's been a
change. Okay, so there's been a change again. Okay. So we're going to go ahead and move on to Hearing C. Ms. Joy Wagner is here to, on behalf of Ms. Beverly Sumrick, for the location of 693 East Baird, Barberton, Ohio. This was... held in abeyance. I think this one actually has been held in abeyance for a minute now due to a guardianship issue. So, Ms. Wagner, can you please explain
Sure. What's
going on?
Attorney Ellen DeFore was just appointed guardian on February 12th, so that's last Thursday. So I'm here at her request.
Okay.
And we're going to ask for, and the magistrate also found that Ms. Sumner was incompetent and required a guardian. So,
I was coming in specifically for this. Did you know that Ellen?
Okay. Thank you. I just was obtaining.
Okay.
So, you know, right now the probate court has authority over everything, all the property, everything that is involved in this case. So, we're going to ask for maybe if we could have a 60 days because they they already have somebody lined up to go into the house to clean it all out. And I think I told you the last time all the cats have been removed. Someone has gone into the house and made sure that, you know, the furnace is running. Doesn't appear to be any water problems. The toilet is functional now, so I think it's safe right now. So we would just ask for 60 days.
Okay. Thank you. At this time, I will go ahead and close the public portion of hearing C and entertain questions from or discussion from the board. So I guess I do have one question, Ms. Wagner. The house is, I mean, it's secured and somebody is keeping an eye on it, correct?
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes, Mr. Avent.
I would say these photographs no good, or, I mean, does the place still have this appearance?
So the photos are probably from the original violation. We haven't been back inside since because of it being held in abeyance, not getting any updates on the Guardian. I do know that Ms. Wagner, Attorney Wagner, has sent me letters and emails explaining some of the stuff that has been done. They were just kind of waiting for everything to be done to look at it. Guardian kind of held everything up, so it is secure. The outside doesn't have any issues. It's not like posing a threat to anybody in the neighborhood at the moment. So, but yes, the pictures are old.
The intent is to sell it.
Most likely for the kids.
What is the request now then?
60 days.
What was your request now?
For 60 days.
Not an advance, but a definitive date to have everything done.
Yes.
Oh, okay, that's...
I think it's going to be the first thing on the list.
Yes, Antoinette.
So, what... For the inspection details, like the violations, what's been done?
Well,
has any of these violations been corrected?
Well, some of it is. It's been partially cleaned out, but not, I would say maybe 20%. There was about 25 cats in there. They've all been removed and went to a rescue. The plumbing has been temporarily fixed. The toilet wasn't working at the time of the inspection, and now it's working and there's running water there. We've made sure that the other essential components are working, the furnace is working, the air conditioning is working. We haven't been able to do a complete clean out because it's going to cost $8,000, and all of her assets are tied up in the in guardianship matter. So nobody, up until now, no one's had the authority until February 12th. When the magistrate issued the decision, and because there were two competing applications for guardian, that's what happened. And so Ellen Gaffori was appointed on February 12th, and so I know she's going to get in there and get everything done that needs to be done so we can have the inspection.
So who's doing the follow-up on this, you or the guardian?
I probably would be representing.
You'd be representing all parties.
Right, so if somebody needs to contact me.
Does you really inspect those? Can you have no problem with scheduling some inspections for the property maintenance inspector to come back and get some updates ready?
Any other questions from the board? I'll entertain a motion.
I'd like the motion to hold an abeyance until April meeting.
So, 21st, right? Third Tuesday.
21st.
Yep. So April 21st. Does that sound correct, Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Okay. So motion was made to hold in abeyance until the April meeting, which is scheduled for April 21st, 2026. Do I have a second? Mr. Klein, second. So motion was made by Mr. Smith to hold in abeyance until April 21st, 2026. Seconded by Mr. Klein. Are there any final remarks? Yes, Mr. Haskell.
This is to approve continuing the abeyance that all these infractions will be completed on that day.
So it will help, we'll hold it in abeyance. If the infractions are completed, it'll become old business and nobody will be required to step in front of the board again.
Gotcha.
Yes. Any other remarks? Clerk, please call roll.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Sykes?
Yes.
Mr. Klein?
Yes.
Mr. Ahab?
Yes.
Mr. Haskell?
Yes.
Ms. James Carter?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Wagner. This will be held in abeyance for 60 more days. Oh, okay. All right, moving on to hearing D. Hearing D is Stephanie Porter on behalf of Rhonda Evans. This address is 320 Lucas Street, Barberton, Ohio. Ms. Porter, on behalf of Mrs. Evans, is appealing violation letter dated 10-9-2025. Ms. Porter appeared in December and was waiting on probate to grant her the executor of the estate. This hearing was held in abeyance until this month. So, Ms. Porter, can you please explain what's happened since and where we're at?
I talked to my lawyer today, and he said we got all the paperwork we needed in, so we're just kind of waiting on the executor part to come over now. So, as soon as that happens, then I can get the water turned on in my name. And we've been over there cleaning it out and just stuff like that.
Okay.
We're still waiting on probate.
Okay, thank you. At this time, I will close the public portion of this and entertain any questions from or discussion from the board.
Secure it because it had been a squatter's house. The squatters were coming in. So, you wanted to test this.
There was no water and it was trash. That's why I got to them. After my mom died, they kind of just took over.
So, Mr. Weiss, we hold this in advance. Where do you want to see done as a city? See the water turn back on?
Well, it's unfit because the water, that's when we took the opportunity to unfit it, mm-hmm. because the water was turned off. There was nobody to pay the bills.
That's only qualifying?
Yeah, the inside of the house I've been in, I've been through it prior to her mother's death. Mm-hmm. And the house is in good shape. Okay. It's other than right now the water's off. And we boarded it up for her protection too to make sure that the squatters didn't keep coming back. They were sleeping in the garage. They had stuff everywhere.
Yes, Mr. Haskell.
Has anything been cleaned up on the outside of the house?
Yeah, the current pictures.
Oh, and the current house.
Yeah, the house.
That's what I was confused with. Okay.
Yeah, it's completely cleaned up. Yeah. Other than the boring.
Questions or discussion? I will entertain a motion. Mr. Haskell?
I'll make a motion to continue the abeyance of this until the April 21st meeting.
I just fell. Thank you, I'm sorry.
Okay, so Mr. Haskell has made a motion to hold an abeyance until the April 21st, 2026 meeting. Antoinette, Mr. James Carter has seconded. So, motion was made by Mr. Haskell to hold an abeyance until April 21st, 2026, seconded by Mr. James Carter. Are there any final remarks? Clerk, please call roll.
Ms. James Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Klein?
Yes.
Mr. Haskell?
Yes.
Mr. Schmidt?
Yes.
Mr. Avant?
Yes.
Mr. Sykes?
Yes.
All right, Ms. Porter, we will hold this in abeyance until the April meeting. Combined hearing E, F, and G. They are all, the applicant is Mr. Brad Garrett. The addresses or locations are 204 East Ford Avenue, 527 Yale Avenue, and 750 North Summit Street. They have been owned since 2015, 2018, and 2015. His current address is 18221 State Route 58, Wellington, Ohio. And he is asking for the removal of the tax assessment from unpaid rental registration. All right, Mr. Garrett, please explain your appeal in detail.
Simply, I'm requesting discrepancy. I did not get my bills, and I actually went in today to get 2026s, which they sent those back as well, and I have yet to figure out why. I wanted to get my bills to pay up 2026. I know because a friend of mine just received his. I don't even know what cycle they're on, because last year was the first year that we would have done it, at least in the capacity in which we're doing it now, where it's a rather high fee, in my opinion, but that's another separate issue. I'm not getting my bills. It's just that simple. So I'm asking for an abatement on the penalty, where it went from being $200 a door to $400 a door, essentially doubling, and then becoming an assessment on each one of those properties. So I'm simply asking for that penalty to be given back to me so that I can use it for capital for improvements on properties. I think that's a better use of the money, in my personal opinion. And I would just like to get the issue resolved about receiving bills in the future. I think Kelly and I can work through that. And you remember the first time we actually ever met was in council chambers, and I was like, oh my gosh, I haven't gotten my rental registration stuff. And you go, oh crap, they probably already assessed your taxes. And I'm like, what do you mean they probably already assessed my taxes? I just want to get the penalties back on it and be able to put money to good use and get this sorted out. conversation that we had in the building department probably an hour and a half prior.
He did. He came in, and in the system, it was noted that his invoice came back, and we checked Summit County, and Summit County has the same address that we sent the invoice to.
So, and it's a simple discrepancy.
Okay. At this point in time, is there anybody else here to speak on behalf of this? I will close the public portion. Please stay there to answer any questions from the board. At this time, I'll entertain any questions from the board.
How long have these been rentals under you, Fred, Mr. Gay?
Yale, as long as I've owned it, so from the purchase date, and then Ford, as long as I've owned it, and then Summit Street was probably, I'd have to get you an exact date on that one. I don't have the exact date.
Okay. So you paid rental registration previously?
So that's an interesting topic of conversation. Under Mike Vinay, we went through multiple changes in the billing system. At one point in time, I was receiving rental registration forms for other people's properties because the system, the billing system, was so messed up. Kyle Ryden was in the billing department. I went down. I paid them in cash to get receipts at one point in time because I didn't have bills. I literally was not getting a bill properly with the correct addressing on it, but I did not want to fall into noncompliance. At that point in time, it was like $50. It was somewhat trivial at that point in time. I have never received any type of citation other than not paying my rental registration because I haven't received a proper bill. So, yes.
Mr. Sykes.
So as I look through the rental registration on the development code, is billing even a thing in the code? Are we required as a city to send out a bill?
You know the answer to that, Kelly.
Mr. Heiding might be able to speak to that.
On the legislation.
It's not in the code anywhere.
I would be very concerned if it didn't, because we have a lot of companies that are out of state that own properties in the city, and that is a whole separate issue that we would need to work on as a whole.
Who's managing your property in Summit County? You don't live in Summit County.
No. I was born and raised in Marvin. Yeah. So I lived here until moving out to my farm and went out.
Okay. 18221 State Route 58 is in Rochester and not in Wellington.
It's in Pittsfield Township technically, but it can share either address as far as the city's concerned. Okay.
Point is you don't live in Summit County.
No, I do not.
Okay, and you don't have a manager in Summit County to manage these properties?
Your point being that I need to either reside in Summit County, have citizenship in Summit County, or I'm somehow...
The manager of your properties in Summit County.
That is actually a requirement of the rental registration.
Okay, well, I own another family home that I reside in when I come in town to do work. So, I mean, technically, I could change my physical address to there if need be to satisfy that requirement. And also, I would notate that the address in question is actually an address that is in Summit County where I register, where my business is registered at a house that I still own. And I could technically change my residence to. If that's a technicality that we need to.
Is that a Brighton Circle?
Yes, sir.
Who do you rent Brighton Circle to?
I don't.
Well, that might help.
The
buildings.
Well, correct. And I do. And I mean, I have my tax bills that I get there. And so it's a billing discrepancy. I'm trying to get back my dollars to be able to put back into my properties. I have some things that I want to do this summer when spring hits. I'm simply asking, could we figure out this billing discrepancy? Can I please get my bills moving forward? It's just that simple for me.
So
I'm in the city of Barben 2 days a week for another business that I have. I have four businesses. And so I'm regularly visiting my properties here in town, some of which I even go have regular conversations. Some of them are elderly, so I go pick up the rent in person and check on them. One gentleman I actually have who, unfortunately, it's resulting in an eviction hearing actually on the 19th, but I was able to get him 2 months of rent covered through charitable organizations, St. Vincent de Paul Society and Catholic Charities, so that he wouldn't have to be evicted during the coldest months of the year. And I will, if anybody wants to come to that hearing, it's on the 19th. So, I mean, I'm doing everything I can. I would like to think that I'm one of the better ones. I kind of pride myself in that. And I think Mr. Sykes would attest to that from some of the dealings that we've had in the past. I'm doing what I can, and I would just ask for the same.
So I just want to point out, too, that 1478.07, change of information on registration forms, and this is in our codifieds. Within 30 days of any change of information that is required on a registration form, the owner and or operator of a rental unit shall contact the building department, either in writing or by email, to update this information on the registration form. So I guess my question is what information is on your registration form? Where is the bill supposed to be sent?
Currently it's being sent to 559 Brighton Circle, which if they weren't getting sent back, I would receive those bills. For some reason, Mr. Shreve, they're getting sent back. I couldn't explain to you why, but when I went to go pick the most recent one up for 2026, I was told that it was thrown away.
But so who lives at 559 Brighton Circle?
Myself and my family. It's my family home.
Okay.
It's my family
so
home.
So you do it, receive mail
not,
there.
Not correct. Not to get into my personal life, but I bought my family home when my parents split.
Okay.
And
so now, and this is just me being curious and looking through the iWorks, it appears now you're going to have the bill sent to the 18221 State Route 58. Is that correct?
If I could, but, and I'm sorry, sir, I don't know your name. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. If that is a point of contention about not having a managing office in Summit County, I can make that my managing office. That's perfectly fine. If you look up, that is the registered business address for B. Garrett Properties. So, I mean, that's not a problem. You tell me what you want, and I'll do it. But I would just simply ask for that to be abated due to the billing issue. I have no problem working through anything else.
Sir, is Wellington in a county that's contiguous with County? Next door to...
I don't believe so. Lorain County. I'd have to look at a map. No.
Mr. Sykes.
I'm going to revert back to the reason for sending the bills. Is that out of courtesy? Is that out of necessity?
So, again, so the ordinance reads, a rental registration fee of $200 per rental unit shall be imposed for each owner-operator. I don't know that it says... that it must be, again, billed. I mean, the owner is required to register, is required to pay a fee. The reason that it went from 200 to 400 is because B of 1478.08 says if a registration form is filed late, an additional late fee of $50 shall be imposed per unit per month. So a $200 unit is late 4 months by the time it hits tax assessment time. So that's where it goes from the 200 to the 400.
What I'm getting at is the city can send out zero bills and still expect to have all payments.
I mean, C is registration shall be valid for 1 year beginning April 1st through March 31st, regardless of any change in ownership.
I would like to say, and this is an attorney question, I don't believe that you can assess someone's property taxes without sending mail through the United States Postal Service. I do not believe there is a legal requirement for it to be sent certified. However, generally speaking, it should be, if done by best practice. And I was not informed of that either. I'm really trying to do everything that I can do here to make sure that this is handled properly.
So, Mr. Sykes, 1478.08D states that if an owner operator fails to register, so it expired March 31st, so if it's failed to register, an additional penalty of $200 per rental unit, which is the four late fees, shall be imposed. These penalties, along with the applicable rental registration, will be assessed on the property's taxes. So D gives us the ability to assess those on the property taxes. And that is a codified ordinance in the city of Barberton.
Being that you need to re-register annually, so yeah. I need to submit documentation to the city of Barberton on a recurring annual basis?
The registration is only valid for 1 year, from April 1st to March 31st.
How many rental registration applications does the building department receive annually? I mean, because every single person would be re-registering, or you would be able to impose a $200 penalty on all of those individuals. I would be very interested to see whether or not that is being assessed to every single individual, because I highly doubt that it is. And
Regardless, Mr. Garrett, it doesn't change the fact that you own, and you've owned these rentals, and you've known that you've owned these rentals. You've known that you've paid rental registration. It does not void the fact that you still owe rental registration on an annual basis.
And I would,
correct?
I would concede to that, yes, sir, based on the legislation that was passed through City Council this past year that Mr. Heideck spearheaded. However, how are we going to inform our landlords that they have bills due if we don't send them a bill and make sure? I viewed a stack that was probably, I don't know, 8 to 10 inches thick of mail that had been returned for invoices that were sent out that I was told were being thrown in the trash. So here's, at the end of the day, I guess here's what I'm here for. $800, truly for me, and I don't say this to snub my nose at it. It's not that big of a deal. However, the process in which we go about doing this is important to me because I am a citizen. I was born and raised here. And I do want to see the best things happen for the city of Barberton. I truly do. And I don't believe it's the best use of funds. That's a separate issue that I will take to city council. And I will do the best to see that we get funds used in the most effective way possible. I'm asking to do that. I feel like we're trying to find a loophole to penalize people. It's a personal feeling, so that's my personal opinion. I just want to see things done the most effective way. I truly do. And that's not what we're doing with the way that we're going about this. And I have some pretty strong feelings about that as well, with the way that we're doing trash, the trash citations. But that is also a separate issue. I think it's important to inform people the right way to hold the right people accountable. I watched Dave go through it when he was in the building department, and I feel for these guys. I think Kelly can attest to that. I didn't get upset. I said, I know you guys are down here working hard. I said, I just want to get my invoices. I just want to see my money get put to good use. I genuinely do. But man, is it ever frustrating. It's frustrating as a citizen. I know I moved out to Wellington. My heart's still here. I still invest money here. On the Christmas walk, when we did the Relay for Life, I made sure that my company had a sign, a luminary down there. All beside the point, I understand. The law is the law. So if that's what you guys decide, I'll take my licking, and then I'll deal with it in city council to make sure that the money gets used the best way possible.
Is there any other questions from the board? Yes, Ms. Raven.
Is every rental property in the city registered? Do you know that you have all of this rental properties registered?
So we do, you know, an assessment. That's something that Kelly and Bobby do. They work with the legal department. They look at the county property cards. I mean, we try to stay on top of it as much as we can. But, I mean, honestly, again, I keep referring back to the codified ordinances, but these are what are put in place by council. 1478.05, registration is required on a form, online, or in person, provided by the building department. Rental registration is valid for 1 year, regardless of any change in ownership. So, I mean, they're required to be registered.
Sir, I would concede to the fact that that is council's shortcoming in not making sure that that legislation was drafted with more strict guidelines. I would concede to that fact. But I think I find it simply illogical to think that every landlord is going to be able to know that they have bills that are due if they don't receive one.
Well, the reason why I was asking is a person could buy a home and rent it out without you knowing it.
And when we do discover those, we actively send letters and require registration within 30 days of the receipt of the letter. So, again,
how do you know if they're renters?
We discover these issues on a daily basis throughout the year. And we have 4 inspectors that are dedicated to property maintenance and rental registration responsibility. And once we have identified a property as being a rental, you know, it is impossible for us to know when somebody buys a property if they're going to live in it or rent it. Some people, there's deaths in the family, they inherit the house. Those things happen all year long. But we're constantly chasing after this.
And truth be told, I would say some of those people, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to keep interjecting, but most of those people probably just simply don't know. It's probably that they just genuinely don't know. And to your point, sir, I did know. I did. The billing system was so screwed up for so many years. When it finally got to me the right way, I handled it. Every time. Every time I did. But I was receiving bills for other people's properties that I didn't even own at one point in time. Because our billing system was so messed up. And that's true. I wish I would save some.
Any other questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion. Mr. Haskell?
I'll make a motion to approve the appeal.
The motion was made by Mr. Haskell to approve the appeal. Do I have a second?
I'll second, but can I ask what the appeal is?
So the motion was made by Mr. Haskell, seconded by Mr. Avant. To approve the appeal. So approving it would grant the return of the fees assessed to his taxes.
The penalty fees.
A no would be that there is no abatement or return of any of the fees because...
The penalty in question is $800, and I have no issue bringing before this body a receipt that shows that I put that money back into one of my properties, because I would be doing it anyway.
So a motion was made by Mr. Haskell to approve the appeal, seconded by Mr. Avant. Are there any final remarks? All right, hearing none, clerk, please call roll. And actually, hold on, before we do this. Since there are 3 hearings, and I did combine them, so I just want to make this known. So I guess, Mr. Haskell, you are the mover, so I would just like to make sure that you would like to move on all 3 of the hearings. Okay. I just wanted, because they are separate on our agenda. They do each hold their own rental registration. So I just wanted to make sure. Okay, so Mr. Haskell made a motion to approve all 3 hearings, E, F, and G, seconded by Mr. Avant. Now, are there any final remarks? All right, clerk, go ahead and please call roll.
Mr. Sykes?
Yes.
Mr. Avant?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
No.
Ms. James Carter?
No.
Mr. Haskell?
No.
Mr. Klein?
No.
So it is a 4-2 for the noes. So it has been denied.
Thank you.
These are all 3 of them. Yes.
If I may, who made the motion to approve the appeal?
Mr. Haskell.
By Robert's rules, he cannot vote. If he made the motion to approve the appeal, he cannot vote against the appeal.
So we only accept positive motions, and then they are able to move on. I mean, we can go get Mrs. Miller, but Mrs. Miller informed us to make positive motions and then act as we see fit. So, I mean, we can ask our attorney if that's the route that we want to go.
I just don't want to see something come back up if that wasn't a proper vote.
Stacy, you want to go see if Lisa's available?
I will check.
Thank you.
How many disapproved it?
Four. It was 14. So
even if you take it would be, that off,
it'd be a tie, 3-3.
He would be a no vote.
Yeah. He'd be abstained.
In theory, he could abstain.
Yeah. So it'd be 3-2.
It would still be the same.
Again, like I said, we had this discussion with the law director, so this is the first time it's came up, Mr. Hall.
Well, I think it's a moot point, even if he has to abstain because he made the rule. It's an affirmative vote.
And for the record, if Mr. Heideck was here during any meeting, which he was supposed to be here on this board, he would have known that those conversations happened. I just thought you should be aware of that.
I thought
she's not here. So I mean, I can get a ruling on that and let you know.
It wouldn't.
It's not going to change the ruling.
I would concede to that. Yes, I would agree that it's not. I understand that it's not going to change it. So I appreciate you guys for here. Thank you.
To applicant H. Applicant H is Mr. Todd Tucker, Bar Shannon, 175 16th Street Northwest, and he resides at 15892 McCollum Drive in Doylestown. He is, let me make sure I'm doing, am I doing this in the right order, Stacy? He is applying for a variance for relief from the Barberton Development Code 1130 allowable use. Does that one need to go first?
Yes.
Okay. So, Mr. Tucker, if you will explain your variance to the board, please.
I'm his agent.
Okay.
Tracy Lake, and I'm a silent partner. So, we want to open up the house. We had a fire, and wasn't our fault. Just had a fire, and we want to continue running the business as it's always been. Barb Shannon's been there since 1930, and we're just asking that the board allow us to continue business as usual.
Okay, is there anyone else here that would like to speak on behalf of this morning that would like to speak on behalf of this hearing?
Everybody who's here.
Well, I would say that the thing is, though, is they didn't swear in, so but I do appreciate the fact that they're here to support. So I'm going to go ahead and close the public portion of this. Ms. Lakin, the board will now, I'll entertain questions or discussion from the board so they can ask you some questions, okay? So at this time, any discussions or questions from the board? Or if you guys would like a statement from the planning director?
Yes.
Yes.
Or Mr. Yes. Weiss, who
Thank
is inspecting.
Thank you so much for letting me hear from me. So this is your average case of legal non-conforming use. Our development code was passed in 1996, and a lot of the older buildings that were built prior to that 1996, they lost their ability to continue use as it was if something happened. So got a fire, an earthquake, a tornado, and 50% or more of the appraised value is damaged on a property because it's legal non-conforming, because technically the bar is on land that's zoned now specifically for residential. They need approval from this board in order to rebuild and continue to operate as that legal non-conforming use. Again, that legal non-conforming use would then be conforming because then you are going to give them permission for the remainder of the life of that building to continue to operate and be rebuilt if there is, you know, more damage. Does that make sense? Do I need to clarify anything else?
Not at all.
So this is a true hardship for that property.
When did the fire... Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
When did the fire happen?
It was December 11th, 2025.
It was in one of the second floor apartments, and most of the damage to the bar was water damage.
And we won't be opening the apartments back up. It'll become clean space. So basically storage, we'll have it encapsulated and sealed, and then put the drywall and flooring back down, fix the floor joists that were damaged, and then we just have to fix the ceiling of the bar and clean up, yeah, pretty much.
What's your time frame, do you think?
Well, if we get the variance, we can have it back up and running in probably a month, month and a half. I mean, it depends on how long it takes to pull permits and, you know, get inspections done. I'm sure there's inspections that'll have to be done. But we also have to look over the electric, just make sure that nothing was damaged by the fire.
Okay.
Those kind of things.
Yes, Ms. Ray.
Fire department considered it unsafe or inhabitable?
That's why it's in an unfit condition right now. Because it's not...
Is it repairable?
So that I believe that that's the next hearing that's going to be in front of us. So what they're looking for, so they want a variance to make sure that they can still function and operate as a bar. Okay, and
right
then
Just the assumed
use of the property.
They want to make sure that they can continue the use, and then the next one is asking for time, I believe. Yeah, so the next one is asking for time to make the repairs because it is unfit. So the first one is just they want to make sure. Why would they want to make any repairs to something that we're not going to allow them to continue the current use? Mr. Sykes.
Does Planet or Building see any issues with the non-conforming building in the residential neighborhood?
I haven't had any complaints as far as I'm aware of.
How many years? How many years has that been operating as a bar?
96 years.
That is way before our zoning development code came into play.
Yeah.
How old is the structure?
It's built 1913.
She was in 1920 something.
1913.
She said.
Were you there?
No.
Were you there?
I was throwing on the doorstep.
I don't remember having it. That's my story.
Yes, Mr. Haskell.
I'm ready to make a motion.
Okay, Mr. Haskell, go right ahead. Floor is yours.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the non-conforming use of that.
So Mr. Haskell has made a motion to approve the non-conforming use, so he is approving the variance for the structure. Mr. Sykes?
I'll second the motion.
So motion was made by Mr. Haskell to approve the variance, seconded by Mr. Sykes. Are there any final remarks? All right, clerk, please call roll.
Mr. Abraham?
Yes.
Mr. Klein?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. James Carter?
No.
Mr. Haskell?
Yes.
Mr. Sykes.
Yes.
All right, so the yeas have it, 5-1. And we will move on to the next hearing, which is same applicant. So this is same applicant, same address. They are appealing the order to repair or demolish dated 12/12/2025 and asking for more time now to repair the structure that was known as Bar Sham. So we'll go ahead and explain your appeal for this. Or did I do a good enough job?
We had a fire. We were waiting for the variance so that we could do the repairs. We already have people lined up that are going to come and do business for us. I have been working with Stacy on the fire bond and Slusher's insurance company, so that should be in place this week sometime. you know, as far as the bar goes and it's damaged, it would be replacing three beams, floor joists, putting new drop ceiling in, cleaning up the rubble, and having a SERP pro come in and do all the silt removal.
All right, thank you. At this point in time, I'm going to close the public portion of hearing aye and entertain any questions or comments, discussion from the board. Yes, Mr. Haskell.
The pictures in the package, does that come from you or does that come from our inspectors?
Probably came from...
It was the inspectors and the fire department.
Yeah. There are pictures in there from where the insurance company came in and took pictures as well and what I did for the variant.
I think, are those in the packet that you provided the building department today?
Yeah.
Okay, I would say...
They're these ones.
It's 30 or how many days?
To get all the repairs done.
Yeah, so you don't have to bring them back.
I would say if you would give us 60 days to get them all done, just to be on the safe side in case there's a hang up or we find anything bad. Nice.
You had the insurance. This ain't the insurance. 60 days.
This isn't a get done in 60 days. This isn't a get done in 60 days.
Probably more, but right. More like that.
Has your insurance company settled? Okay.
Do you have a contractor lined up?
My Thomas Builders.
You said you're not going to bring the apartments back to life.
No, we're not.
There's okay.
All right. Any other questions, comments, discussion? I will entertain a motion if there's no further discussion.
Has your contractor, has he mentioned a time frame?
No.
Where'd you come up with 60 days then?
Just for the basic, the work that, a lot of it is just cleaning up in the bar. In the bar itself, it's from where they tore down the ceiling and sprayed water there. So there's debris on the floor. As far as the beams go, they think that they can sister the beams up after encapsulation. And to replace the drop ceiling is not going to take long at all. The basic damage in the bar, the big damage was upstairs in the apartments. And yes, that will have to be done. But to open up the bar, we need to fix the floor upstairs, the floor joists, and put the new drop ceiling in. The rest is just cleaning.
So do you think that the bar will be open prior to the upstairs being complete?
I think the encapsulation needs to be done. But yes, we could open the bar before the drywall was put back up there.
I've spoken with Mr. Tucker about what she's described as a white space in the apartment.
Clean space.
Yeah, clean space. And that would be a stipulation for issuing any permits to repair the barn.
Okay. So we have to get the upstairs done before we open the barn.
So you do have an unfit violation letter on this then?
Yes. Okay. Right, that's what the appeal is right now.
Okay.
Because it's unfit for occupation right now.
Yeah, then he would just clear it. It would be old business.
But they do that time in case
things go wrong. So it doesn't come back to us.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Any other further discussion or questions? I'll entertain a motion. Hearing none.
I'd like to hold in advance. I don't want to say 90 days, but 3 months out. What's the date of?
June 16th.
So the June 16th meeting?
March, April, May.
May
meeting, right?
Yeah.
So that would be May.
He skipped St. Patrick's Day because he's not going to be here.
May 19th. Okay, so motion was made to hold in abeyance until May 19th by Mr. Smith. Is there a second? So Mr. Haskell has raised his hand to second. So motion was made by Mr. Smith to hold in abeyance until May 19th, seconded by Mr. Haskell. Are there any final remarks? Clerk, please call roll.
Mr. Sykes?
Yes.
Mr. Haskell?
Yes.
Ms. James Carter?
No.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Klein?
Yes.
Mr. Abear?
Yes.
So the yeas have it 5-1. So the variance is approved and we will hold in abeyance for 90 days.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Does that mean we have 90 days?
So if your work is completed in 90 days, Mr. Weiss will do all the proper inspections and everything will be cleared and it will move to old business. You don't actually have to come back in front of the board.
Okay.
If for some reason you've hit a snag, something isn't done, you need more time, or something else is wrong, you could come back and present that case to the board at that point in time.
Document your snags if you have them.
Yeah, if you do have a snag, yes.
Yeah, just for the record, they would have an open permit, and the permit is good for a year, so they could still have work to be done at an advance time that you'd have to make the decision on whether you're going to give them more time.
You have to get the time to have open permits.
Pardon?
You have to get
the
time to have open permits.
That's exactly right. That's why I was mentioning.
Thank you, Stacy. All right, so there is one hearing that remains, but there, Ms. Kelly provided an email. The applicant is having some respiratory failure. I'm assuming that's what it says in the email. I didn't actually read it. Her and I had a discussion. And if the board feels so inclined to hold that in abeyance to allow him to come.
Is that the trash can?
It is the trash can ticket to allow him to come explain himself.
Make a motion to hold this in abeyance until the applicant is healthy enough. Well, until the next meeting.
Okay, so motion was made, and I agree with that. We should put a time frame on it because we can't hold trash cans forever. So a motion was made by Mr. Sykes to hold in abeyance until the March 17th, 2026 meeting. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Smith. So a motion was made by Mr. Sykes, second by Mr. Smith, to hold in abeyance until the March 17th, 2026. Any final remarks? Clerk, please call roll.
Mr. Sykes?
Yes.
Mr. Klein?
Yes.
Ms. James Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Haskell?
Yes.
Mr. Amen?
Yes.
Mr. Klein?
Yes.
All right. So that was the final hearing. We will move on to miscellaneous. So I don't have a whole lot of miscellaneous. I do want to talk just for a real quick second about Mr. Heidick's question. And what I have found says that basically, key rules, only one main motion can be considered at a time. The maker of the motion cannot speak against it, but may vote against it. So if you move, if it's a positive motion, you cannot say, I'm making this motion to approve, and then immediately say, I have a comment that I'm going to vote against it. So
you can't speak against it.
So you can't speak against it, but you can vote against it.
What about the second motion? Can they speak against it?
It does not say anything about that. I could dig my 700-page book out when I get down to the office, and I'll
Can we clarify at next meeting?
Yeah, I think we should. I have a cheat sheet that I can also bring and provide, and it might even make mention of that on that cheat sheet.
So you feel the way we've been doing it is correct as long as we're not.
I do. And that's, and again, it was a discussion that I had because prior to us deciding to make positive motions all the time, I went to the law director to have that discussion. And it doesn't make sense if, because somebody has to make a positive motion in order to have nothing but positive motions, but then if you can't vote against it, like, who wants to make that motion, right? And if you're all going to vote no, why would anybody want to make a positive motion? Mm-hmm. So,
that way you save confusion, too.
Right.
And that was one of the reasons why we moved a positive motion, because a vote yes means it's approved, a vote no means it's denied. So, like, there's not a whole lot of, we can't make these wacky, you know, if the barn is white and it's the sky is blue, we're going to approve. It clarifies a lot of things. But I just wanted to kind of touch on that real quick. I will clarify for sure through our law director. But are there any other miscellaneous comments? Yes, Mr. Sessions.
Just while we're ready, just make a motion to adjourn.
We do have enough hearing. Well, we've held some in advance, so we'll have a meeting next month regardless.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
All right, Mr. Sykes.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Mr. Sykes made a motion to adjourn. Do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Haskell, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Meeting is adjourned at 6:49. Fred, are there still cars out in that parking lot? Do I have to go to council?
There's a lot of cars in the parking lot. It could be at the movies.
This is true.